Now that's an introduction for Baynard Woods, Tchaikovsky, senior editor for the City Paper. Baynard, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Yeah, it's hard to follow up that last conversation, but happy to be here.
Do your best, man. So,
I'm really excited about this week's issue. We have a kind of crazy story for the feature story.
I saw that.
About the increasing number of people stealing restaurant grease and the feds cracking down on it.
When I first saw it, I laughed. So tell us the heart of this story, because given everything else going on in Baltimore, so who cares?
Yeah, it's amazing how much money is in this. People are getting $3 a gallon for almost as much for gas for this stolen restaurant grease.
Wow.
I mean, it's almost like a Coen Brothers movie, the kind of criminals who are doing this. So it starts out with a story back in October when right next to the police station at the Roost, a cop notices someone with an unofficial-looking truck pulling up and just goes over across the street from, right from the station and catches someone impersonating an actual grease collector. But it turns out that it's and all of these companies have really green sounding names, and like it's they're doing something good for the environment, but they're actually stealing grease and selling it to be processed and rendered. And the number of products made from this kind of grease is crazy too. But, back in the 90s, The Simpsons had a thing where Homer was stealing grease, and now, reality's living up to that, and it's become a huge industry.
So it was an interesting story. I read it actually yesterday very quickly when Mark Gunnery forwarded it to me that she sent to him. And it is, my first reaction was, who cares? But then I read it and I went, this is really an issue, especially since some of the people are trying to say we should use this grease to fuel our cars.
Yeah, exactly. And it's great that we're able to do something with that grease. And, the huge change is that people used to have to pay to get it taken away, and now they have to lock it up to make sure people aren't coming to steal it in the middle of the night.
So let's go through a couple things very quickly here. First of all, your piece with Colin McCann. What's that?
Yeah, so Colin McCann is really spectacular writer. Let the Great World Spin, won the National Book Award a couple of years ago. And he's got this really fascinating way of writing about things. So that book was ostensibly about Philip Petit's walk between the World Trade, a high wire walk between the World Trade Center.
Oh, right.
But it really ended up being this book about 9/11 and about the World Trade Centers and about New York. And his new book, Transatlantic, has this whole great section of Frederick Douglass in Ireland raising money for the cause of abolition. And, it's a way for him to show all of these other everyday Irish people at that time, New Yorkers in the 90s, and so it's a really great great book, and he's going to be at the Johns Hopkins University, has a new President's Reading series that's bringing in really heavy hitters like him, and so that's going to be on November 20th. We are a little bit early on it, he let us use a great excerpt about Douglas walking on the Strand in Ireland and thinking about Baltimore, remembering Baltimore as he picks up this translucent crab, and it's just gorgeous writing, so... I recommend the book really highly, and was happy to get the chance to correspond a bit with him.
That sounds really interesting. And I know the Performance Workshop Theater has some good stuff going on. You didn't write this, but Himes did. And I think it's a great little theater in our town that should not be overlooked on Harford Road.
Yeah, I mean, and this is a great play, too. We're keeping on the Dublin theme, St. Nicholas by Conor McPherson. And... so a one-man play that Mark Horowitz is doing, and he won our Best Actor a couple times, and so he's really the kind of guy that can carry a one-man play. And he's the top theater critic in Dublin and a drinker and kind of a sad guy and really abuses his power in all of the ways that we hope none of us do, and ends up following this young ingenue actress to London, falls in love with her, abandons his family, and ends up in a suburban house full of vampires.
He's an amazing actor.
He's great.
And it's an amazing little theater.
They're continuing to do spectacular work.
And so what about this Mary Jo Salter, very quickly, what's your...
she's actually reading tonight at Ivy Books.
Right.
And, she, more than any poet I can think of almost, she really has a mastery of form and the way that people sort of think are dead. Once free verse came along, she'll use villanelles and really in a way that is philosophically profound and really witty and funny. Drinking Song from her new book, Nothing by Design. I must have read a dozen times to whoever comes over, and it goes through a relationship based on what they drink and these rhyming couplets that's really spectacular. So she's tonight at Ivy at 7 o'clock, and I really wouldn't miss out having a chance to hear her in person, because she also is an excellent reader of her work.
And also support a great little bookstore, our local place, Ivy Books. I want to thank Bannard Woods for joining us once again, senior writer for City Paper, the new senior editor for City Paper. The issue is out now. Just pop it open and pull one out and take it home with you. Thank you, Bannard.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Mark.
Take care, man. Thank you all for joining us today here on this Wednesday. Good to have you with us. I remind you, the Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our producers are Mark Gunnery and Stephanie Mavronis. Our engineer is Andre Melton. Our intern is Tashera Smith. Sorry, Tashera Smith. To this show again, podcast our shows, find information about our guests and what they do. Please join us on our website, steinershow.org. You can all listen to and podcast our work on iTunes. And for Public Radio, WEAA, 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. I'm Mark Steiner. Michelle Martin's next. Take care.